This is Al Simpson. Democrats believe that political brownie points and not hard work should be the grounds for promoting federal workers. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, times sure have changed since Congress passed the Hatch Act in 1939, but human nature has not. The law still works well to keep small-minded politicians and pin-headed yahoos from abusing their power for political ends in the federal workplace. Sorry, pal, but the Supreme Court also agrees, so you can forget about that old tired free speech argument. Ted, no one who shows up for an IRS audit should ever be met by some heavy wearing a Clinton or a Bush for President button. No matter how much integrity the auditor may have, it would just never be enough to overcome the graphic appearance of bias. Ted, I certainly would agree with you that Democrats need all the help they can get, but browbeating federal employees is sure no place to start.
Al, the Hatch Act is decades out of date and reform is overdue. Employees who work for the federal government should not have to surrender their basic rights to participate in our democracy. Current law is full of conflicting and illogical provisions, Al. Contrary to what you said, federal workers can wear Bush or Clinton or Perot buttons on the job. Yet they're prohibited from stuffing campaign envelopes or passing out campaign brochures in their own private time. That makes no sense, Al. We should keep politics out of the workplace, but allow it in spare time. Congress tried to reform the Hatch Act in 1990 to end these absurdities, but President Bush vetoed the bill, and by a narrow margin, the Senate failed to override the veto. You voted against that measure, Al, just as you always vote against voter registration, limits on campaign spending, and other key reforms. What's the matter, Al? Afraid of good government? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on health care clinics in the public schools. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.